Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate. Food safety. It seems like every time we turn around, some new food is being recalled. It's a public health problem. And Dr. Donna Bakke is here to talk to us more about food safety this morning. Good morning, Dr. Bakke.
Good morning.
Dr. Bakke is chair of Upstate's Department of Public Health and Preventive Medicine, puts you in a good position to know something about this topic.
Thank you.
Well, so we've heard from spinach to peanut butter, ground beef, even pet food. What gives?
Well, it does seem to be that we're hearing more about contamination of food, and it's getting to be a problem. But I have to tell the public that we really have one of the safest food supplies in the world. We do have some problems that we probably have to iron out, but pretty much we have a safe food supply.
Well, it seems to be that we're hearing problems maybe more than we did before, maybe because communications is so much faster than it ever was before. But we hear everything about things that are not growing right, you know, that they're being exposed to contaminants as they grow. We're hearing about bad processing. Sometimes the problem is the way we handle the food once we get it home. So let's kind of cover all those different aspects and even talk about some things we can do to protect ourselves as well. Let's begin with the food we purchase in the supermarket. What foods are most likely to be problematic as far as food safety is concerned?
Primarily the fresh foods, so the milks, the meats, the fruits and vegetables, because you have to make sure, at least with fruits and vegetables, that you wash them thoroughly when you get home.
Right. And what kinds of problems are we running into?
Well, bacterial contamination, so E. coli, people might have heard of. Salmonella is a big one. That one's also in processed foods also, but can be in fresh foods. A lot of other viruses, some viruses, and other bacteria.
And are these things that, I mean, I know that E. coli, salmonella, those are things I've heard maybe since I was a kid. So they've been around for a very long time. But do they get into these foods during the growing process? Are they exposed to them somewhere in the processing? How do they get into the food?
It could be a combination of either. Sometimes it's in the processing. If a food handler is ill and doesn't wash properly, can contaminate the food supply. Sometimes it's, you know, the water that's irrigating it can be contaminated with something, and then that gets onto the plants.
I think that's what we heard about with the spinach scare of a year or two
ago. So it's a combination of things.
Okay, so we really can't tell, though, most of the time by looking at the food that there's a problem with it, can we?
No. I mean, if it looks bad, obviously you shouldn't eat it or shouldn't cook it. But for the most part, a lot of times we really can't tell.
Or sometimes it'll even smell bad.
Yes.
And sometimes we buy food and it has dates on it at the store. How much do we have to stick to those kinds of dates?
Well, they're there for a reason. I mean, it means that a food will at some point go bad. You have a couple of day leeway. You should stick fairly close to those dates. Make sure if you see a date on a food and you want to use it, smell it, look at it, see if it looks bad, see if it smells bad. If it does, don't use it.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the specific ones. I think of meat, for instance, and I know I've heard suggestions that if you get something in the deli, then that's going to go bad pretty quickly. And then I see things like ground beef, which I hear all kinds of warnings about, but I'll see something like a steak, which is also beef, and they don't say so much. So what's the difference there?
Well, the ground beef, because it's chopped and ground, has a lot of ways that bacteria can get inside the beef. So they really tell you to cook it thoroughly. We used to not worry about people cooking their meat, you know, rare or partially rare. And now we're more concerned about it because you have to get the internal temperature of that meat so high that it'll kill the bacteria. Steak's a different story because it's not ground. You usually just slice a piece and it's one whole piece. Mm-hmm. So you don't have that risk of getting bacteria inside as you do with ground meat.
And I would guess then that what you're saying about the ground meat, that would hold with deli meat as well, because
yes,
a lot of those are processed.
Right. Any of the processed meats, because there's an opportunity for bacteria to get in there.
Right. Okay. Suppose I buy some food, I take it home, I open up, say, the milk carton, doesn't smell good, or maybe it looks a little coagulated or something. What should I do with it? Do I just dump it? Do I return it to the store? What do you suggest?
I would return it to the store because one of the ways we have recalls is that a number of people start calling, taking their product back because it's bad, or calling and saying they've become sick because they've eaten a certain product. And it's really the only way that we know. So if you have something that smells bad or doesn't look bad when you get it home or when you've had it for a couple of days, I would take it back to the store. And most of the time, they'll give you the money back.
Yeah, and most of the time, I think they do. And I've taken things back before. And usually, they're very gracious about accepting it back. It's not a problem. And I have to think that in a way, we're protecting not just ourselves, but other people when we take those steps.
You are, because unless somebody knows that there's a problem, they won't be able to recall a product.
And, you know, that actually makes me think, too, of restaurants. There have been problems with restaurants on rare occasions, but you hear about it. If you get sick after eating at a restaurant, should you do the same kind of thing, let the restaurant know?
Yes, and usually to let people know, food poisoning usually occurs very shortly after you eat the food. So it can anywhere between 6 hours and 24 hours. So if you come down with vomiting and diarrhea very shortly after you have gone out or you eat a food product, you really should track back and try and figure that out and then see if other people may have eaten that product with you may have also gotten sick, to know whether it's the food or just a virus that you're getting.
Yeah, and you know, it seems to make a lot of sense because you almost have a responsibility to other people at that point. And can't you also start thinking in terms of if you've eaten in a certain restaurant, if the other people with you have eaten the same food or have ordered the same kinds of things, you can sort of get a sense for whether that would be it or not.
Right. If you're talking to other people and they say, yes, I'm sick also, then you may put two and two together and
sure.
Say maybe it was something that we ate.
Yes, exactly right. So if somebody gets sick afterwards, how can they figure out if it was food poisoning? They can check with other people, but is there any way you can tell with your symptoms, or do you actually have to be tested, or what do you do?
Most people usually get diarrhea and vomiting for one day and they won't go to their doctor. I mean, it's just like 24-hour bug is what they call it. So a lot of times we may not know it's particular food, but if you stay sick more than 24 hours, and I would suggest going to the doctor and then really thinking about the types of foods that you may have eaten. And it may still be a virus, but mm-hmm. It might be worth getting checked out, particularly if you know other people are sick.
There's not something that you can take for it at home or anything else, maybe relieve the symptoms a little bit?
Usually with diarrhea, you want to make sure it runs its course. So mm-hmm. If you do anything to stop it up, it may potentially make it worse. So I would just let it run its course unless you're really feeling badly and then call your doctor.
And what, maybe make sure you stay hydrated,
yes,
at least.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there are certain populations that also have to be particularly careful, aren't there?
Yes.
I'm thinking particularly of maybe pregnant women.
Right.
Speak to us about some of those populations and some of the things they might be able to do to safeguard themselves.
Well, certainly with pregnant women, it's not only you but the baby that could potentially get infected. So certainly if you're sick, you should contact your doctor and try and figure out what it is.
But perhaps even be a little more vigilant,
yes,
as you're going along. Make sure the hamburger's cooked completely,
right,
and those kinds
same
of things.
Same thing with children. You know, children obviously are much smaller, and getting the same load of bacteria from eating a food may make them sicker more quickly. So you want to make sure you cook things thoroughly for them. You want to make sure with bottles that you're making sure the bottles are clean before you're putting the formula in it.
Baby bottles.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Make sure, you boil the water to mix the formula with so that it doesn't potentially get infected. The other ones are people who have chronic diseases that may be on drugs that compromise their immune system. They're the other ones, because they're not going to be able to fight off even a little bacteria, a little virus that may get in their system and could make them much sicker.
Because a lot of it really is on how healthy your body is to begin with,
yes,
as to how well you might tolerate some of this,
correct,
bacteria. All right. Let's talk about some of those things, expand on that, the ways we can keep ourselves safe. Say you buy some meat and maybe it's got a little bit of bacteria in it. If you cook it thoroughly, can you kill that bacteria? Will that food be safe anyway?
Yes, you should be able to kill it, and you usually have to get it. If you use a meat thermometer, you'll be able to tell each meat has a certain degree that it has to be at. So you really should do that, particularly for hamburger. As I said, make sure there's no pink inside. Chicken, pork, you really should not see any pink or a lot of blood coming out of it.
Is there a difference between food that is done, quote unquote, with meat thermometer, and food that is cooked thoroughly enough to get rid of the bacteria, or are they the same thing?
They should be. If you're cooking it to the temperature that is suggested, you should be able to cook the bacteria. You don't have to overcook your food so it's shoe leather.
Okay.
It should be thoroughly. But, obviously there's that opportunity that there may be a little bit in there that you didn't get. But for the most part, if you boil things, it should get rid of most of the bacteria. You can't be 100% sure, and that's why you want to make sure that you're always using things before the date goes out.
Sure, yeah. And those dates really are, you need to pay attention to,
right,
those for most of these fresh foods at least,
right?
Right? Okay, what about a microwave oven? Does a microwave oven do anything? I mean, we call it nuking, quote unquote, and we kind of chuckle
about
that.
It actually cooks the the product from the inside out. So in that case, you're actually getting the food cooked on the inside out if you're getting it to the point where it's hot. So it does do similar things to cooking in the oven or cooking on the stove. The other thing I will tell you about fresh fruits and vegetables, no matter what they are, you should wash them thoroughly.
Okay.
Because even a cantaloupe can be contaminated on the outside skin. If you're not eating the skin, if you cut through the nut with a knife, mm-hmm. it can get on the inside flesh that you're eating. So make sure everything that you eat that's fresh, you wash it the outside thoroughly.
Wow, even a cantaloupe. I never would have thought of washing a cantaloupe.
Right, and people don't.
But it makes perfect sense now that you explain it that way. And it's tough, too. Sometimes you get things, I buy spinach. I like fresh spinach, mm-hmm. and it'll say triple washed. Mm-hmm. But triple washed doesn't necessarily mean that you don't still have to wash it, does
Correct.
It?
Correct. Most people should still rinse their salads when they get them home.
Very good. There's a website that the government offers that tells us about recalls and so forth. Are you familiar with the website?
It's foodsafety.gov.
Yes, it's exactly right, foodsafety.gov. And I went on the website yesterday and holy mackerel, there's a ton of information there.
There is. It's amazing how many recalls there actually are. You know, you normally don't hear about them in your area until there's a grocery store that happens to be carrying that particular food or there's been a large outbreak all over the country. But there every day there are foods that are being recalled. And so if you're concerned about it, you certainly can go on
sure.
there. I mean, most of the big recalls you should know about if you're listening to
the radio. They'll even send you an email if you right. Want an email notification right. of things that have been recalled. Well, Dr. Donna Bakke, we've learned a lot from you as usual. Thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Food safety, good topic. And listeners, we do need to take a break. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.